ABC Radio Australia.
Well, first this morning, the Kingdom of Tonga is a country in mourning. Right across the kingdom, people are remembering the man who had been their Prime Minister. Akalisi Pohiva died yesterday after battling ill health for months. He was aged 78. He had been hailed as the Nelson Mandela of the Pacific because he fought for decades to bring democracy to the kingdom. Tributes have poured in from across the Pacific, from Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who said that Mr. Pohiva was a passionate advocate for his people, to Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister James Marape, who described Mr. Pohiva's death as a great loss for the people of Tonga, while Tonga's national rugby union team, the Ikale Tahi, have extended their condolences too, from Japan, where they are just days out from the start of the World Cup. On social media too, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of posts as well, and also calls for people to put their political differences aside and pay their respects. That is because Mr. Pohiva leaves behind a somewhat complicated legacy. As a pro-democracy campaigner, he advocated tirelessly to loosen the royal family's grip on Tongan politics, and he became the first commoner to be elected Prime Minister. But critics say that his own leadership was far from democratic. With more, here is Liam Fox.
Akalisi Pohiva had been unwell for some time. The 78-year-old had been in and out of hospital this year, treated for a range of health problems, including liver disease and pneumonia. When word came that he'd been flown to a hospital in New Zealand, many Tongans, like veteran publisher Kalafi Moala, half expected it would be his last trip.
There would definitely be a sense of sadness that we have lost the Prime Minister, but people were expecting that sooner or later he would go this way.
Akalisi Pohiva leaves behind him a legacy as one of the most vocal and successful pro-democracy campaigners in the region. From the 1980s, he spearheaded the movement to reduce the influence of Tonga's royal family in the country's political decision-making. As the opposition leader in Parliament, he clashed regularly with nobles, was imprisoned for contempt of Parliament, and charged twice with sedition. But in the end, he persevered. In 2010, the constitution was amended to shift most executive powers from the king to a cabinet of elected leaders, and Tonga's first democratic elections were held. Kalafi Moala says Mr. Pohiva's impact is hard to overstate.
He pioneered the questioning of those in authority, the scrutiny of those that were in power, that were in government. He raised questions that no one has ever raised before.
Mr. Pohiva's exploits attracted the attention of foreign reporters like former Radio Australia journalist Bruce Hill, who first met him in the 1990s.
He's a very engaging character and got a lot of support from people. And he predicted that Tonga would become more democratic. And as it turned out, in the long run, he was essentially correct.
In 2014, Mr. Pohiva became the first commoner to be elected Prime Minister, a position he's held ever since. Mr. Hill was in Tonga at the time to cover the historic event.
There was much rejoicing and everyone thought that this is fantastic and a lot of things are going to change.
But for many in Tonga, Mr. Pohiva's promise as a democratic leader was never realised. His time as Prime Minister was marked by frequent clashes with the local media and, critics say, a lack of transparency. Kalafi Moala worked as his media advisor briefly when he was first elected Prime Minister. He says Mr. Pohiva was a much better opposition leader.
He promised that there'd be going to be reform. He promised to be able to fight corruption. He promised that there would be good governance, that there would be transparency, there'd be the maintenance of a free press in Tonga. The complaint in Tonga, he said, very, very few, if any, of the promises he made came into being.
Nevertheless, even his critics acknowledge Mr. Pohiva's central role in making Tonga a more democratic country. There have been tributes from around the region. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison tweeted his condolences, saying Mr. Pohiva was a passionate advocate for his people, Tonga and the Pacific family. Fiji's Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama also took to Twitter to honour Mr. Pohiva, saying he inspired the world with his raw emotion at last month's Pacific Islands Forum in Tuvalu. Back in Tonga's capital, Nuku'alofa, Parliament has been adjourned indefinitely. There's been no announcement yet on arrangements for Mr. Pohiva's funeral.